Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. The more grows the earth's population, the more scarce becomes the precious treasure of quietness. Yet even the authorities recognize the importance of quiet's preservation, for ordinances remain in effect, prohibiting the disturbance of the peace. The latter is so necessary to the former that they are typically spoken of in tandem as peace and quiet. The definition of it varies, as do the means of achieving it. In both the 1st and 2nd Thessalonian epistles, Paul wrote that quietness is the result of one's attention to his own business and the enjoyment of the fruits of the same. At 1 Timothy 2, Paul wrote again that peace and quiet are benefits of prayer offered on behalf of everyone, including governmental officials. Speaking of the wisdom of the Lord as if it were a personality, Solomon wrote at the close of Proverbs 1 that whoever hearkened unto it would dwell safely and would be quiet from fear of evil. Thank you for listening. May God richly bless you, and have a great day.